The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome into the Sunday Sip here on 620 WTMJ. I'm Ben Brust and very excited to be joined by John Evert from Road America. He is the communications director, and I've been fortunate enough to know John for a couple years now, and he knows my personal love for the 4.1 mile racetrack, the largest in North America. John, happy to have you.
Thanks, Ben. Always good to see you guys again. And I love the new studio. This is amazing in here.
Yeah, we do it right here at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. And as we're doing this interview, we're speaking to a lot of people that could be potential goers to Road America. I love that there are 14 turns at the racetrack. There's somewhere you can sit each and every time. You can camp out. What else would you add to what I had said there?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, what's amazing about Road America is probably one of the best places for affordable family fun here in Wisconsin. And when you think about it, you know, you've got inflation, you've got interest rates going up, gas prices are kind of crazy, but kids 16 and under get in free at Road America. So for a family of four, it's very, very affordable. You can get tickets as low as starting at almost like $30, $35 for some of our events. Plus, you're not dedicated to a seat. So if you think about the Bucks, if you think about the Brewers, if you think about the Packers, when you buy a ticket to Road America, it gets you through the gate, and you can move around our entire expansive 4 mile, 14 turn facility and watch from almost anywhere in the facility. It's one of the few places where you can sit under a shade tree, put your feet in green grass, and watch some world class racing. You're also not far from incredible concessions, no matter where you watch, and also from clean restrooms. We have open karting, we have disc golf, there's lots of things for other people to see and do, and you're immersed in the action. You can actually be really close to the racetrack. Right near turn 11, turn 14, and you can see all kinds of different viewing vantage points. Plus, also, you can get a golf cart and you can ride around the facility and see from different places. So that's what's really cool. See the guys working on the cars, get autographs from the drivers, get right up close to the racetrack and see these cars going by at over 140 miles an hour. And that's what's really incredible.
And we're talking here with John Evert from Road America, the communications director. And you just hit on a lot of things here on this Sunday Sip, but none of which had actually to do with the racing. And I think that's what's so amazing about Road America. You hit on everything you can do outside of the racing on the racetrack. Talk about all the different series that's coming to Road America over the next 6 months.
So this year, when you talk about series is coming, there's going to be a lot of track records falling. You're going to have a lot of excitement with the racers and the teams. Every single series, from the Moto America series to the NTT IndyCar series to the NASCAR Xfinity series, IMSA, SRO Fanatec World Challenge, plus also we're going to have vintage events, three separate vintage events throughout the season. The WeatherTech International Challenge with Brian Redmond in mid-July is a great one to check out because that's kind of one of our feature events where you see cars from almost every era of racing that are going to be on track. Plus, they parade in a downtown Elkhart Lake on Friday night. So essentially, you got two bookend vintage events, a vintage event in midsummer, plus every major series in North America will be racing there. Not NASCAR Cup per se, but the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So you still get to see those big NASCAR cars going around the 4 mile, 14 turn course. And all of these drivers are going to be looking to actually break a lot of lap records there because they got a brand new surface, and that's something to see as well.
Yeah, speeds are going to be up with the new pavement. I think what's awesome is everything you've hit on entices people for multiple reasons. And then let's go back to that price point here because the season pass is so affordable and you have over 50 days of action. Talk about that season pass and what it gets you.
Yeah, I mean, if you really add it up, season pass right now is about $645 and that's for over 50 days of action. So essentially, if you're looking for something to do, you can come there almost every single day that we're open as far as a public event goes and even some club events and really, really see world-class racing and get to experience all that Road America offers. Think about if you go to a Packers game or if you go to a Bucks game or Brewers game, and I say this because we're within the state of Wisconsin, it's going to be expensive. It's going to be expensive for a ticket, for parking, for concessions, for all that kind of stuff. And that's just the nature of the beast. But with Road America, you buy a season pass, you go twice, it's already paid for itself and comparable to other sporting events and entertainment events here in Wisconsin. So that's something if you love racing, if you love the experience, if you love just, hey, what are we going to do this weekend? You want to sit outdoors in a lawn chair and watch some really cool race cars go by? You want to rent a golf cart? A season pass is kind of the way to go. So that's another thing that we encourage fans to do because 50 days of actions for $645, that's pretty incredible.
Now, for me, you know, I became a race fan at Road America. I remember I was here in the state. I went to go check it out. And anybody that I've brought to Road America stays a race fan. So for those who have been on the edge, right, they're like, all right, they're listening. I'm almost there. What's going to get them across the edge and keep them coming back for more?
Oh, without question, it's the experience. I mean, we have a lot of people, and we encourage people to bring their family, bring their friends. If you know somebody that hasn't been there before and you're thinking about what we want to do this weekend, definitely give Road America a thought. RoadAmerica.com is where you can get all the information, because it's not just what people think when it comes to a racetrack. We have a lot of people that come to Road America for the first time, and they realize, hey, wait a minute. I didn't know you could walk, bike, or jog the track 4 miles of fitness on Monday and Wednesday nights. I'm going to come back and do that. It's a great safe place to bring my kids and get some exercise. I didn't know that you had go-karting. Wow, I'm going to come back and do that again. I didn't know that you have a 7,500 square foot paddock shop with all kinds of cool stuff that I can buy for my family and friends. I'm going to do that. That's what's really cool, is that it opens up everybody's eyes to what all we offer and what's available. And they can learn about by going to RoadAmerica.com all the other events that we have. We have over 500 events a year, and people don't realize that. They go, how do you do that? How do you cram that all into a summer? Well, there's motorcycle schools, there's driving schools, there's pace car rides, there's all sorts of things that people can see and do. Disc golf, there's charity walks, there's 4 miles of fitness. You name it, we do it. We even have weddings at Road America. So if you're wondering, hey, where's a great open venue or even enclosed venue where we can get married that's affordable and something different than a hotel or a banquet room, give Road America a shot, roadamerica.com. Plus, if you're looking for a place to camp, bring the family, bring the RV, bring the pop-up, bring the tent. You can camp out during one of our weekends and really make memories with your family and your friends. We have family reunions all the time at Road America during events. And it's funny, because you'll go down there and they'll be like, hey, we're 3, 4, or 5 generations. You know, everybody's here. We got 100 people. They're not even watching the racing. They're just happy to get together in a great place and share an experience. So you got to love that about Road America. So that's truly a family atmosphere. It's safe. It's fun. It's affordable. And it's a very, very short drive from pretty much where everybody lives here in Wisconsin.
Even more reason for the racers to go faster on the track, and that's that food. Well, thanks to John Evert. He's the communications director of Road America. Tons of great events going on. This has been the Sunday Sip Road America edition on 620 WTMJ.